USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Halloween party in Southern California turns deadly. Three people were shot and killed. Nine others were wounded. When gunfire erupts at the party in Long Beach last night, reports are several men wearing hoods barged into the backyard affair, opening fire, but it's unclear exactly how many shots were fired or what the motive is. No arrests have been made. Also in California,
we're running low on batteries and running low on fuel and running low on patients.
That's a resident of Boulder Creek, California, near where the Kincade Fire is burning, having charred over 76,000 acres. The fire's so big it's visible from space, and it's only 15% contained. And it's only one of dozens of fires burning in the state right now. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The U.S. House of Representatives yesterday overwhelmingly approving a non-binding resolution to recognize the Ottoman Turks' killing of up to 1.5 million Armenians in the early 1900s as genocide.
On this vote, the yeas are 405 and the nays are 11. With three answering present.
The resolution viewed as an American rebuke to NATO ally Turkey following its recent invasion of Syria. Meanwhile, the House is also calling for sanctions over Turkey's invasion of Syria, and now Turkey has summoned the U.S. ambassador following yesterday's vote. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's worried there might be another government shutdown. He says the president may provoke another one to take the spotlight off the House impeachment inquiry. The government could run out of money on the 21st of November. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visits with troops in Texas. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Speaking at a roundtable event at the base on Tuesday morning, the vice president said the Trump administration's been working to increase funding for national defense.
We're absolutely committed to keeping our promises to our veterans. It is simply a reflection of the gratitude the American people feel to all of you and all that you represent.
Pence pointing out that the president signed the largest pay raise for members of the military in more than 10 years and has expanded the GI Bill to erase student loan debt for thousands of veterans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. John Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.